The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I said, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Very sharp. Assessing grace for the race ahead. Assessing grace for the race ahead. We want to thank God for bringing us this far in the year 2021. And I want to congratulate you for coming this far. And I know the Lord will continue to bless each one in the name of Jesus. There is a new journey ahead called 2022. Nobody has seen it before. Nobody has told that road before. Nobody has passed through that path before. Nobody has visited there before. And so I know that if you want that particular new year to be much better than the one we are about to finish, something is necessary. Something is required. Something is needed. It's called the grace of God. Somebody shout the grace of God. Somebody shout the grace of God. Grace simply means God in the race. The G is God in the race. God in the race. You don't need to struggle in 2022 like you did in 2021. You don't need to experience pain in 2022 or face the kind of challenges that you faced in 2021. You don't need sadness. Neither do you need difficulties again. Affliction is not supposed to arise again. Jesus has paid the price. And so if you suffer again, it means that it's double suffering for him, because he has suffered for you already. If anybody tells you that struggling is normal, it's a big lie. It's not everybody that is struggling. So people are just soaring like eagles. That is the realm God is taking you from tonight. I say that is the realm God is taking you from tonight. You are not meant to struggle and you will never struggle in Jesus' name. I say you are not meant to struggle and you never struggle in Jesus' name. The grace of God is available to all. If you know the importance and you subscribe to it, Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. Titus chapter 2 and verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeareth to all. It appeareth to all. So the grace is available for you if you want it. Tonight, I see God releasing his grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight again, what is grace? Grace is the invisible personality of God that brings meaning to a person's life. Grace is the invisible personality of God that brings meaning to a person's life. Number two, what is grace? Grace is divine leverage. Divine leverage. Divine leverage. And grace is the cure for struggling. Nobody here will struggle in 2022. Nobody here will struggle in 2022. Please let your amen roar very well. Let your amen sound like thunder. Grace is the cure for sweat. When grace comes, instead of sweat, you are set sweet. God did not design us for sweat. He designed us to enjoy the sweetness. Grace in its fullness results in help. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7. He said, "Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, grace, grace." He said, oh, Zerubbabel was, who is you? Who are you, mountain? Who are you, mountain? If grace is there, it is leveled. The mountain that followed you to this crossover night is leveled by grace in Jesus' name. I say it's leveled by grace in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Grace is divine takeover. Grace is what makes you to take over. You just take over. Somebody here in 2022, you will take over. I say in 2022, you will take over. In 2022, you will take over. Grace is what makes you a marvel and a surprise. Grace makes you a marvel. You see, if everything happening in your life is normal and nobody is surprised, grace is not working. When your life is so much so that people open their mouths, they are in shock, grace is working. When people see you and they say, ah, this is amazing, that is grace. When people see your family and they see something special and they open their mouth in amazement, that is grace. Get ready. What Jehovah will be doing in your life in 2022, everybody will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. Did I hear a loud amen from somebody? Did I hear a loud amen from somebody? In 2022, you will become a wonder. You will become a surprise. You will become a marvel. In business, you are a marvel. In career, you are a marvel. Your result in your studies is a marvel. Say a louder amen. You are a student, they check your result on notice board even before you check it. Scholars, even before scholars check their results, non-scholars have got to check their result for them. They will just go and meet them. You have done it again. Eh? Is it only you? Straight A's. That will be somebody's testimony. I say that will be somebody's testimony. You might not be a student, but in your area of assignment, you will be an A candidate. I say in your area of assignment, you will be an A candidate. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Let me explain grace to you in a simpler form. If you want to carry a truck, a big truck like a Dangote truck, 50 men to lift it is a problem. In fact, they can break their back. If the person's wife is there, say, ah, no, don't carry it. I don't want your back to break. But when Jack comes, how many of us know Jack? When they put Jack there and they jack it, pack. There are some Jack now that you just put it there, you just press the button. It will move it up itself. There are some electronic stuff too that remove nuts. You just put it there, it will remove it, pack up, and remove everything for you. Then you press the button. That's what they call grace. What 50 men struggle to do, a small object called jack, you just put it there, you press the button, bam. It will leave the Dangote truck. He cannot say, no, I can't go up. He cannot say, no, I refuse to go up. That's grace! Grace lifts you effortlessly. You say, oh, this struggling. Grace has been lacking for too long. You are going into 2022 with abundance of God's grace. What others are carrying and they are sweating, you will carry it and there will be no problem. The businesses that others are carrying and they are complaining, your own will be problem free. It's a prophetic service, and I want to hear a louder amen. Pushing, pressing, carrying with human strength can be frustrating. Grace makes things easy. Get ready. No matter what you do for a living, either if you are a cobbler or you are a hairdresser or you are a cloth maker or you are anything you are doing, you are selling food, everything you are doing, this 2022 we are entering, it will be with ease. I say it will be with ease. Say a louder amen. What is the important facts about grace? Number one, life goes smoothly with the grace of God. As we are entering 2022, with grace, life moves smoothly. Get ready. Your life will move on smoothly. I say it will move on smoothly. There will be no hitches. There will be no hitches. Say a louder amen. Important facts about the grace of God, number two, is that grace is the force you can lean on when your strength is exhausted. Maybe you came to this service and your strength is that you are tired. You didn't even write any goals for 2022. You are already tired. It's been long. You have been writing goals and you say, let me just go to service. I am tired. I am exhausted. What you need when you get to that point is grace. What you need when you get to that point is the grace of God. One time I spoke to our pastors. I said, don't pray for me again to have material things. Just pray for me for God to increase his grace upon my life. That's what I want. If you have grace, you have money. If you have grace, you have strength. If you have grace, you have blessing. If you have grace, everything you need, everything is in grace. And when grace is removed, disgrace is the next thing. Once grace is removed, it's I don't need grace. The next thing is disgrace. Get ready. Everything called disgrace will be wiped out by the blood of Jesus from your life. God will remove disgrace from your life in the name of Jesus. What is in grace? Number three. Important facts about grace. Number three is that grace brings back dead things. Anything that is dead in 2021. Maybe your education is dead. Maybe your business is a dead state. You have already buried it. You have closed shop. You say, no, I'm not resuming back here in 2022. Maybe your career is already dead, stagnated, frustrated, things are not working. Grace is what resurrects it. Once the grace of God steps in, everything is resurrected. I'll be speaking about that on Sunday when we'll be speaking about something related to that. Everybody that is a candidate of grace experiences resurrection. Your destiny will resurrect tonight. Your buried destiny will resurrect tonight. Your buried destiny will resurrect tonight. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. I told God, I said, God, I will do what I've not done before, or I will go to the extent I've never gone for your people in this crossover night, but prove yourself in their life. Get ready. What God will do in your life in this particular crossover service, it will amaze you and it will last you a lifetime. It will last you a lifetime. I say it will last you a lifetime. Every prayer that will be prayed for you tonight and the one you will pray yourself, it will not fall to the ground. I say it will not fall to the ground. I say it will not fall to the ground. I say it will not fall to the ground. There is no wicked force around this environment that doesn't know there will be a crossover night here tonight. We have been contending with ourselves for days now. There is no force around here that doesn't know that Jesus wants to bless some people here tonight. Get ready. My Father, your Father will appear. He will appear suddenly tonight. He will appear suddenly tonight. As I'm speaking now, the sickness in your body drop off in the name of Jesus. I say drop off in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has loved ones that are sick, I decree in the name of Jesus, the power of God here, hit them wherever they are in the name of Jesus. They are jacking back to life. They are receiving strength. Their leg is receiving strength. Their hands are receiving strength. Their eyes are opening. Their ears are working. Their blood is flowing properly. In the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Grace is what makes an outcast become a celebrity. You have been rejected in your family. They thought nothing good can come out of you. Maybe you have been rejected. They say nothing. What else can come out of her and her husband? We have seen it all. It doesn't matter how old you are. Jehovah can still change your story. The man that owns KFC, he started KFC at 65 years and he still made it. It doesn't matter what your age is. Jehovah can still step in and make you a global phenomenon. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. And of course, grace is the beauty of Christianity. 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 If there was no grace, there will be, the Christianity will look somehow. Grace is the beauty of Christianity. Quickly tonight, what is the purpose of grace? What is the purpose of grace? Number one, purpose of grace is to raise men or lift men. The purpose of grace is to raise men. Jehovah will lift you tonight. I say God will lift you tonight. I say God will lift you tonight. In Genesis 39 verse 1 to 4, despite the fact that Joseph was a nobody in that place, God lifted him through grace. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. You will be a prosperous man. You will be a prosperous woman. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace. That was what made... Joseph did not go to much school. Joseph's qualification is grace. Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer. He made him overseer. He made him the director. He made him the person in charge of everything he had worked for. That is the level my father will take you to. You will be in strategic positions in industries and places that you never invested in initially. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. I can preach on that for the next 4 hours. Grace is the lifter. I can preach on that for the four hours. Grace is the lifter. Because I've seen it work. How grace lifts people from nothingness. How grace lifts people from being a nobody. And we will soon hear your good story. We will soon hear your 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 story. In 2022, we will hear your story. In the name of Jesus. Number two, purpose of grace is to empower you for exploits. I must tell you, if you are to achieve what God wants you to achieve in 2022, you need power. And this power is a product of grace. This power brings you into exploits. Number three, purpose of grace is favor and blessing. Favor and blessing. When you have grace, you don't lack favor. You don't lack blessing. Psalms 34 and verse 10. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. But those that seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. Those that have the grace of the Lord. As some versions put it. Those who have the grace of the Lord cannot lack anything good. Get ready. Your bank account will never be empty in 2022. You will never put your ATM inside the ATM and take it back without cash in your hands. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You will not be embarrassed at the ATM point. You know, there are some terrible embarrassment at the ATM point. You go there, you didn't find cash. Then they say, hey, please, I've lived there. Then you are waiting for cash from someone. You say, hello, me, you see, remit. Yeah. Then they say, it's there. You go back there again. You put it again. You didn't see it. Then they say, hey, you will not suffer embarrassment again. Somebody is smiling. You understand what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, shout hallelujah. The days of that has come to an end. By the time I will declare the prophetic theme for 2022, you understand why I said the days of your lack has come to an end. God wants to visit your pocket. God wants to visit your bank account. God wants to visit you with favor. Say a louder amen. Number four, purpose of grace is protection and preservation. Grace is what protects. Grace is what protects. By God's grace and privilege, I've enjoyed this many times. Escape from bullets. Escape from all kinds of attacks. All kinds. Just because of the grace of God. Nothing else. Escape many, many, many times. Day and night. The grace of God is a preserver. The grace of God is a protector. The grace of God is a sustainer. It keeps you in the jungle, among evil people, anywhere you are. That's why the Bible says, He set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You are eating, and your enemies are there. They cannot do anything to you. That will be somebody's testimony. Get ready for protection. I say, get ready for protection. I say, get ready for protection. Get ready for protection. Protection for your parents. Protection for your husband and wife. Protection for your children everywhere they are. Protection for everyone in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Grace, number six. Bats greatness. How many of us want to be great in 2022? Grace is what you need if you want to be great. The great are not great without grace. There's no man that can be great without grace. Grace is what brings into limelight. Grace is what brings influence. Grace is what brings affluence. You see somebody doing a particular business and another person is doing the same business. He cannot prosper. Somebody else is doing it. He prospers. His grace. Grace is what brings greatness. Get ready. Among those that will be great in your family, you will be number one. Among those that will be great in your family, you will be number one. Say a louder amen. And let me just give us one more purpose of grace. Grace brings distinction. I'm saying all this because I want you to be hungry for the grace of God. I want you to be hungry for the grace of God. I want you to be desperate for the grace of God. So that when it's time to pray, your prayer can be desperate. It's not gentle prayer. A prayer of desperation. I need this grace. I must not go into 2022 with the same way I came. I must not be graceless so that I will not be useless. Grace brings distinction. Examples of those that enjoyed grace, let me just take you through that very quickly. Number one is Noah. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When God destroyed the whole world, He preserved Noah, his wife, and his children. What did Noah enjoy? Grace. He used water. He destroyed everybody. Animals, everything. Houses, everything. He preserved Noah. What was special about Noah? Noah assessed grace. Noah assessed the grace of God. He assessed the mercy of God. That mercy is coming for you and I tonight. Amen. I say it's coming for you and I tonight. Another example is Joseph. Like I said earlier, Genesis 39, verse 2 and 3. Joseph assessed the grace of God. In verse 3, particularly, he assessed the grace of God. That was his qualification. And the master Saul and Joseph, thank you, Lord. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Why did he prosper? Joseph found grace. That was what he found. Joseph found, may you find grace tonight. I said, may you find grace tonight. 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 Say a louder amen. When you are full of God's grace, you can't lack job. You can't lack job. One time, after graduation, I just told at a particular organization that I love so much, I will work here for free. Let me just work here for free. And I was working for free. When I finished, I would go to my house, finish. One day, the boss came and said, I want to do something. I said, I will do it. And I jumped to the work. Let me do it. Let me do it. And he said, okay, go and do it. After I did it very well, gave it back to him. He called the boss of the particular place where we were working. I said, who is this young man? He said, it's a young man. Though we are not paying him salary, he just said he worked for us since he's a graduate. And he said, hey, this kind of person working for free. Even at the head office, we don't have people like this. My friend, let him go now and see if he will pass the test. So, they phoned me. Oh yeah, immediately, go and do your test. Proceed. The first test of grace passed. The next major one was there. First one passed. Second one passed. Interview passed. And that was how I was able to enter that organization. I pray for everyone tonight that is seeking for a job. Between now and January 2022 ending, you are getting a miracle job. You are getting a miracle job. You are getting to a higher height. You are going to a higher level. You are moving to a higher status. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I round up tonight before we go into other sessions. What is the gateway to grace? How can I get this grace? I'll give us 5 points under that. Then we will go to the next session tonight. What is the gateway to the grace of God? Number one is salvation. Salvation is the starting point of grace. If you are not saved, you are not safe. If you are not saved, your grace level is depleted. Salvation makes us attract the grace of God. That's why wise men, immediately they hear about salvation and they know that they are not genuinely saved, immediately their conscience pricks them. I must give my life to Jesus. That is, the grace of God is pursuing them. For those that lack the grace of God, when even when they know they are not saved, they get to where they will be saved. And they say, no, if it's just salvation. Salvation might be free to you, but it's not free to Christ. He paid the price for it. You want the grace of God. At that time, when the altar call is made, the best thing you can do for yourself to access this grace is to run to Jesus. Number two, gateway to grace is humility. Humility. James 4 and verse 6. For God giveth grace. Wherefore God said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He giveth grace unto the humble. Only the humble can be engraced. The proud has no future. The proud cannot get anywhere. Pride makes grace to be eliminated. Pride removes grace. Pride suffocates grace. It strangulates grace. It kills grace. Anywhere God sees pride, he will just remove the grace. Everything just disappear. That's why you see some people doing so well before. Suddenly they're on the floor. Because they just started thinking, he hold me. How can they be sending me message? He hold me. How can I now be doing this? How can I not be? Pride always strangulates grace. Pride removes grace. But humility increases. May God tonight shower you with new grace for humility in the name of Jesus. As you enter 2022, every traces of pride whereby you become uncontrollable. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can give you direction. Nobody can give you directive. You are the Alpha, the Omega of your own life. I'm a man of myself. I'm a woman of myself. And all those kind of things make grace to disappear. You want grace? Humble yourself. When I see people who don't have much grace, one of the areas that makes me know very fast is that their pride is very huge. When I see somebody whose pride is very phenomenal, they have nothing. I pray for somebody here tonight. The spirit of humility is coming on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Number three, gateway to grace is connect with grace carriers. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience have obtained the promises. If you want grace, connect with people who are engraced. When Saul was among the prophets, he prophesied. Your association determines your acceleration. Your association with grace carriers affects your life. Your connection determines your collection. Your connection determines your collection. The person you connect with will determine to a large extent the level of the engracement of God that will be released upon you. And God spoke to me, was it yesterday or so, and said, your alignment determines the success of your assignment. Never heard that anywhere before. He said, the way you align with those who have grace determines how successful your assignment will be. So align properly. Align properly. Align properly. When you are well aligned, your assignment becomes successful. Number four, gateway to grace is kingdom service. Kingdom service. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You see, don't be a person. You see, let me tell you this, brethren. The more you serve God, the more he gives you grace. Why do you think God will engrace somebody who will not use the grace to serve? Why? Why do you think God will give somebody grace when he knows that if he bombards the person with money, he will not get anything out of it? That was why he killed the rich fool in Luke chapter 12. When the guy started making mouth, he said, I'm now very rich. I don't have where to put my money. I don't where to put my harvest. So I will pull everything down and rebuild it. He said, now I want to begin to enjoy my life. God said, you are a fool. You are a fool. He said, tonight I'm taking your life. Why did God do that? Because he was not a wise person. If he had said, God, now that you have blessed me so much, I will build churches. I will send people to school. I will help the poor. I will be a blessing to people. I will find out what the church needs. I will go ahead and be a blessing to people around me. I will repair the roads. I will give people water. God will say, how much do you have? Say, 1 billion. I give you 5 billion. But instead of saying that, foolish man say, I'm now a big man. Nobody can control me. I'm now a big person. You see, now I want to begin to enjoy my life. Then, as I'm entering 2022 now, I don't want to serve anybody again. I want to. God say, you are a foolish person. Nobody here will be a foolish person. I say, nobody here will be a foolish person. Say a louder amen. And number five, where I will stop tonight. Gateway to grace. Gateway to grace, number one is what? Salvation. Number two. Number three. Connection with carriers of grace. Number four. Kingdom service. Number five is prayer. 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 Prayer is an essential matter when it comes to the matter of grace. Do you want more grace? Pray more. Do you want God to embrace you more? Pray more. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 29 particularly, the Bible says, as Jesus prayed, the countenance of his face began to shine. His raiment was altered and glistering. His face was altered as he prayed. Destinies are transformed in the place of prayer. What came upon Jesus in the place of prayer is renewed grace. No prayerful person can lack God's grace. The more you pray, the more you pray, the more you pray, the more you pray. You know, when you pray more, you hate sin more. And once you hate sin, you will have more grace. Once you can hate sin, you will pray. Once you can pray, you will get God. You will get God tonight. Get ready. This is your two hands. We not go into 2022 empty. Amen. This your two hands will not go into 2022 empty. Amen. They are going into 2022 with blessings from above. Amen. Pray more. Pray more. As we enter into the new year, pray more. Pray more. If you pray and your leg is aching you, go on the floor. If you feel that you are too comfortable on the floor, do another style. Just make sure you are praying. If you want God's grace, you cannot afford to be prayerless. Tonight, as we pray, either you are inside, outside the Wonder Tent, watching us from Lagos, watching us from other locations all over the place, no one here tonight will live here without the spirit of prayer. Amen. You will contact the spirit of prayer. Amen. I say you will contact the spirit of prayer. Amen. You will contact the spirit of prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.